beyond the ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's December 5th.
Yes.
And we're here. You look very awake this morning.
Oh my God. Okay, so I went to sleep at like 8 o'clock yesterday, I think.
Really?
I mean,
because you hadn't gotten any sleep.
No, I was so tired. And actually, I think I fell asleep at like 7:30. I woke up like maybe once or twice because my phone was going off. Mm-hmm. And then I like completely passed out. I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning. Mm-hmm. Felt totally revived.
Wow.
And by the way, I didn't even sleep in my room last night. I slept in, I can't sleep in my room because of my brilliant idea. Oh, I'm going to decide to do my floors, which I've never done before in my life.
Right.
Which has been a 3-day project, probably going to be 5-day, because the damn thing won't dry.
Really?
Yeah, I bought an oil base. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. So, like, we basically stripped the floors and then put the oil base on, and it still hasn't dried. It's still not dry. And finally, I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's not supposed to dry. I don't know. Like,
stay wet forever.
Maybe because it's oily, it's always going to be kind of sticky until we put the polyurethane on. This is what I'm thinking. I don't know because it said 6 to 8 hours. And it's been like, you know, 3 days. This is ridiculous.
Right.
So this morning at 6 a.m., my girlfriend came over and we're like, all right, polyurethane time. So we did the polyurethane on half my room because I haven't even done the other half of the room yet. Because I can't. It hasn't dried.
Right.
So we did the polyurethane, which, by the way, when I bought it, they were like, let me see your ID. And I'm like, why? Are you going to get high off polyurethane? Like, I've never heard of that.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't play with chemicals normally. Spray paint, yes. I get why you ID me because, you know, little minions that run around and spray paint and tag things during the night. I like spray paint.
Right.
You know, that's I used to do spray paint art all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I decided to spray paint my furniture and the floor last week. Well, that's another story. but anyway, so I didn't understand what they quite meant. And then this morning, I polyurethaned. And holy God almighty, seriously, I think I woke up everyone near, like in the house and near me from the horrible smell.
And the fumes.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It was so bad. And then I'm like, poor dog. So I like lock up the room, turn the fans on, open up everything, and then put my dogs in the back room where I've been sleeping.
What you've created there, my God.
Oh my God. And then in the back room, the back room, like I normally don't like the back room.
Uh-huh.
I normally like, I've always said there's a vortex there and it was always like haunted in this one corner and I hated it and I'll never be in there. And like, it just drives me insane. I don't know why it hasn't bothered me recently, which is interesting. But I had really weird dreams last night. Cool dreams, but really weird, like prolific dreams.
Wow.
Which is a whole other thing anyway. But
yeah
maybe it's because of the fumes.
Yeah, maybe from the fumes. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. But anyway, so hopefully this damn thing will dry so that I can move everything from one side of the room to the other side of the room. Because right now, all of my furniture is in the dining room and on my balcony.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you considered calling the place where you bought it? So, you know, ask them how long does it take to dry.
Home Depot?
Yeah.
You know, you sound like the Southwest lady yesterday who I was talking to on the phone. And she's like, I'm like, my computer's going crazy. It's on the fritz.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's not really my computer. It's Mac email. And I'm telling her it's Mac email. And she's like, why don't you call them? And I said, call who? Mac email? Are you retarded? I was like, you want me to call? Let me just call Mac and say, why is your email not working? She's like, yeah, you should call your provider.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not the provider. It's the email service. It's Apple. She's like, you should call Apple. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get on the phone with Apple and be like, excuse me, my email's not working. Can you tell me why? What is wrong with you, you retard? This is why you work on the phone for so. I'm sorry. That's
right. But listen, you call Home Depot. They'll help you. And if you can't, then just go into the store and ask him. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Honestly, I think what it is, what I really think it is the fact that it's been so humid outside, mm-hmm. which usually we don't, it's not that humid here, but because of the rain, mm-hmm. and I live, you know, in an area where it's like a lot of trees and wetness, it keeps the dampness. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's just damp, and it's taking forever for the floor to dry because of the dampness.
Right.
Is that personally what I think.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, so, so you breathe fumes this morning and you're feeling good. So.
I'm feeling all sorts of good. And I had to stop and get my latte. I don't know why. I had coffee already, like a little bit of it. And then I was already amped, but I felt like I wanted mint. Like I wanted chocolate mint.
Yeah, that's what you felt like.
You know,
this morning.
Don't argue with a woman. You know, when we want, we have our weird cravings. I want a chocolate mint. I need it. Like, I won't stop thinking about chocolate mint until I get it.
Right.
So I have to go get it.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a busy show today.
We do.
I guess in a few minutes, someone's going to call in. Where are they calling from?
We actually have Eric calling in from Kavalia. It's a Cirque du Soleil show that is in San Diego, but it's been traveling around. I forget where else. I want to say Toronto they might have been. Mm-hmm. And don't quote me on that. And somewhere else. And this show is supposed to be, you know, an awesome Cirque du Soleil show as normal, but they have horses involved and it has knights and whatnot. So, it's going on for the holiday season in San Diego. So we have them on the show today, and I'm pretty stoked. I actually want to go see it myself. But anyway, so he's calling in.
Okay, cool.
You got in a lovely guest as well.
Yes, and we've got a lovely guest. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
And her name is Kels.
I want you to talk because it's kind of hot.
I know. She's definitely got a very cute accent. And you're very beautiful as well.
Oh, thank you.
So welcome to the show. We tried to get together a couple times, but then you went out of town, and now you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Do you live here in L.A.?
Yeah, I live in L.A.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, so where's the accent from? Where were you born?
I was actually born in New Zealand, but I grew up in Australia.
Oh,
so
really?
Australia is my accent.
Where in Australia?
Really? The Gold Coast, Queensland.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went pretty much everywhere except for... I went to Queensland, part of it.
Gold Coast is the best city in Australia. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. We'll have to check it out, you know?
I love Australia. Now,
but New Zealand is beautiful, too, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's very beautiful. But I never really lived there.
Oh, you were...
I grew up here in Australia. Yeah.
New Zealand's really pretty, but I will say when I was there, they're very... stuck in their old ways. Like I went in and like, you know, when you go in and get a drink, they pour it perfectly and like it's a certain amount that's only allowed in the drink, like half a shot. And I had like two sips of my drink, and you know me, I'm silly crazy anyway, and I went and danced on the stage and they made me leave. They thought I was, they're like, you're too drunk, you need to leave.
In New Zealand?
In New Zealand. Yeah. And it was in, I think it was Christchurch, and I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I'm not even drunk.
They kind of got that British poshness about them too.
Really, like very proper.
Oh my god, and I'm so not proper. So it didn't flow. And I was sober. I was just being silly. I'm like, if you want me to get down off the stage, I'll get off the stage. You don't have to take me out. Anyway, sorry.
So at what age did your parents move to Australia?
I was like two.
2 years old.
Yeah, and then when I was 12, we moved here. And I spent some time here, and then I moved back, and I moved here again when I finished high school.
I see. So you've gone back and forth and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's from here, born and raised.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So he met your mom where? In New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
How romantic.
She put like a roommate ad in the paper, and he answered it.
Really?
Yep.
Did he move there and then he was looking for an apartment
He was like traveling the world.
Oh, okay.
And New Zealand was his next stop and he was just looking for a place for a few months and then...
Wow, roommates hook it up.
Wow.
I mean, wow. I never heard of that one before, right?
I know, it's a pretty cool story.
That's pretty cool.
So they were like a young couple and stuff. They had you and that. So your dad's always been from L.A., right?
Yep.
No, he's never.
He changed.
No, because she said he moved a lot.
Your dad's always been from L.A.
She said he moved a lot. Okay, relax. Okay, don't give me a hard time. Here comes a phone call. Hang on a second, all right?
It's funny.
You guys are funny. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello? I don't know.
Okay, they hung up, so maybe they can't hear us, or we can't hear them. Mm. Yeah. Let's see. If someone played with the system here, I'm going to be really upset.
It's me.
Yeah, right. So they'll call right back. No, you know, what I meant is that he travels a lot. I don't know. Maybe he lived here for a few years. You know, what the...
Like me.
I'll take the fucking question back, all right?
And then reworded differently, but I got what you meant, but I was teasing you for how it came out, because it was funny. Have you always have you always been from Maryland? I mean, that's where I grew up, so like...
Okay, but if you asked her, have you always been from Australia, she'd say, no, I'm from New Zealand,
too.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
All right. It's okay. Rewording.
Okay, hold on. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Eric from Kavaya. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to the show,
Eric.
I'm
fantastic.
Awesome.
Where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling you from San Diego, California.
Oh, in San Diego. Sounds good. So, Brigetta was mentioning to us what... Cavalier is
Cavalier, yes.
Okay. And so go ahead and tell us a little bit about it, Aaron.
Well, Cavalier is a wonderful show. It's a unique show. Like, you will never see a show like this in the world. And basically what it does is it's this perfect fusion of the acrobatic world and the equine world. So it's the perfect blend of the equestrian and art and dance and aerialist and acrobatics. And like I said, it's something like you've never seen before. So if you want to have a quick idea of what Cavalier is, think Cirque du Soleil, but with 50 majestic horse. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
That's incredible.
So are you a part of Cirque du Soleil?
Or yes. Actually, the founder of Cavalier is the co-founder of Cirque du Soleil. So he created the Cirque du Soleil in the 80s. Uh-huh. And then he went on in his own journey and create an amazing show in Quebec, in Canada. And then Mel Montetuel is his name, and he was not a horse person at all. So he studied the equine world for about 10 years. So he traveled the world and met amazing people, an amazing trainer. And all this time, he was so amazed by horses. And why horses? He's not even a rider. He never been on a horse before. And, you know, it's fascinating that it's just the beauty of the horse that piques his interest at first. Because he actually used one of the horse in one of his production in Canada. Mm-hmm. And there was only one horse, and he walked on stage, and it was a big outdoor stage. And everybody in the audience, every time that horse would come out, their attention was on the horse. They were kind of forgetting the plot. They were just, oh, my God, it's a beautiful horse. Mm-hmm. And one of the stage managers said, you know what, Norma, I think we're going to get rid of the horse because it just, you know, takes all the attention.
Right.
And Norma and Tovan said, I don't think so. I think we should do a show about horses.
Oh.
And that's how Cavalier got created.
Oh, wow.
And that's unusual for Cirque du Soleil because you guys usually don't have animals.
That is correct. So that's why this is two separate entities. Cirque du Soleil is doing their own thing, of course, and they do beautiful things.
Uh-huh.
But Cavalier, I think, takes that a step further. We're including animals. And, you know, there's a difference with including a horse in a production or including lions and tiger. I do personally think, and that's our philosophy, that wild animals need to be in the wild. So I don't think we'll ever go there.
Yeah.
But horses, you know, have been helping humans for a very long time to discover places in the world, to build bridges, build house logs. You know, they were there to help us. They were domesticated from a very, very early time.
Right.
So, and that's what Cavalier is all about. It's about the celebration of the bond between the human and the horse. And that's what you see in Cavalier.
Oh, wow.
And we don't have a plot per se. You know, you don't need to follow a story. The story, it's told by the music and the beauty of horses and riders. And it's not about the stunt that a rider can do on a horse. It's not about giving applause and praise to the rider. It's about celebrating what horse can do and will do for us. And it's beautiful to see. And since we're dealing with such beautiful horses, the show is never the same. And I like to say that the show is never perfect every night, because you can't force a horse to do something he doesn't feel like.
Right.
Right.
You can't. It's impossible.
Sort
They're amazing, amazing animals. But you can't force anything on them. So the beauty of Cavalier is to experience, to see horses in their natural environment. We have a huge stage that allows them to gallop full speed. And we train them as the stage is their playground. So sometimes they're playful. They're like just boys and at school and playing outside. You know, we never know what's going to happen. And that's the reason why we also have a live band playing at Kavaya all the time, because the music changed, the length of a song changed every night depending on what happens on stage.
Oh, wow, that's great. So you said you have 60 horses that are involved, and how many acrobatics and the rest of the cast are there also in it?
Well, on stage, we have all those magnificent horses, and we have also a cast of dancers, aerialists and acrobats and musicians. There are 42 of them, and they're from all over the world. They're from Belgium, Germany, Australia, Canada, United States, and Maine, and they're from all over the world. So I can only tell you how interesting it is to live on tour with those guys. I mean, not only they're super talented, they're from all over the world, all from different background and culture, but it brings something very unique to the show as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the way they dance, the way they move to music, I mean, it's such a rich, a visually rich and emotionally rich show. And I think it's a show for the whole family. I mean, I see kids from like 2 years old to grandparents that are all in their 90s, and they all have something in common. And you don't need to be a horse person to enjoy Kavaya. You just need to love beauty. And yeah. Who doesn't love beauty?
Yeah,
it's
true.
A fantastic display. It's a fabulous show.
Right. That's great. So how do people buy tickets, and how long is the show here for in San Diego?
Well, San Diego, I mean, we came here the first time in 2004 in San Diego, and it was one of our first U.S. cities we visited at the very beginning. Kavaya started in 2003, and we never stopped touring ever since. Like, we went to Europe, Mexico, all over the place in North America, and San Diego, now we're coming back because this is our last North American stop tour before our Australian debut. So we made the decision to actually stop here on the West Coast, and we just extended our run because of the support of San Diegans. So we're here for the holidays. We're here until December 30th.
Great.
And tickets are available online at kavaya.net. And we have special packages where you can tour the stable, you can have dinner with us, and you can meet, of course, the four-legged star at the end. And it's just a fun night with the whole family. Like, you can't go wrong, and it's the perfect holiday gift.
This sounds amazing. I want to go.
Yeah. Vegetta wants to go. She loves this kind of stuff.
Well, make the trip down there. I'll be more than happy to show you around. And you know, just meeting the people and seeing that beauty on stage, you will leave Kavaya with a head full of dreams. And, you know, Christmas is coming. Maybe you want a horse.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah. You know, I always ask my dad for a pony, and I never got one. So.
Well, this is your chance, my dear.
Hey, and my birthday's on Christmas, so I deserve it.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and explaining it to everyone what it is. It sounds absolutely incredible, and I definitely want to come check it out.
Right. And where in San Diego?
I'll be more than welcome. So come down here. I know it's a drive from LA, but it's totally worth it. You'll have dinner, you'll have fun, and you get to meet 50 beautiful horses, the most beautiful horse you will ever see.
Wow. Aww. Amazing. And what's the venue in San Diego? Where is it held?
We're right downtown, which is very convenient. We have plenty of parking around, and we're right by Petco Park, and it's the beautiful white big top. It's our signature big top. You can't miss it. You can see it from everywhere. And it's right by Petco Park. And it's fun. You know, it's right by downtown. It's vibrant. It's the holidays. It's so much fun. And I think, you know, it gives something very different for the holiday period. I mean, and it's fun to go see the Nutcrackers. I go every year. Kavaya makes it very special for the holidays. I'm telling you. And there's some video on the website as well, because I know it is hard. It's hard to grab something that's so unique. So there's some video that will give you a glimpse of what is Kavaya on Kavaya.net, where you can purchase your tickets. But I promise you, you will come out of Kavaya amazed, and you will want to bring the whole family.
Sounds awesome. Good.
Yeah.
So the website is Kavaya.net, right?
That is correct, Kavaya.net.
Okay, how do you spell Kavaya for people who are not sure?
C-A-V-A-L-I-A.
Okay, sounds good.
There you go. I think she really wants to come now.
I really want to go.
All right, Eric. Well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the show.
Absolutely.
And we're dying to see it. It's definitely worth a trip down to San Diego.
Yeah,
to check
like
it out.
So, it was my pleasure, you guys. Thanks for having me on your program. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Take care. Well, that sounds really fun.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get to go.
Maybe so. You hear that, guys? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, this is cool. Okay, I love horses, by the way. You know,
yeah.
I used to ride a horse when I was really young.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then I sort of got out of it. You know, my parents kind of got me into it and stuff, which was nice.
Oh,
so.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. So I kind of like horses, you know. Or
yeah.
Not kind of, but I do like
them. You're like, kind of. Yeah. I love horses, too.
You know, we went, a few months ago.
Yeah, I remember you did.
We went to those vineyards on mm-hmm. horses, on horseback.
Yeah, where
and
was that?
That is near Solvang.
Okay.
You know, I can tell you about it. And it's so cool. I mean, you just ride. Everything's so peaceful and quiet, you know.
See, that would be a fun date.
Yeah.
I'll
definitely.
Have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you could offer that to your date and stuff.
But, you know, I love horses. My girlfriend used to have a horse growing up. And I just remember the first time she went away and I took care of it. And I was so excited to take care of the horse. And I go in the stables and I'm all excited, whatever. And the horse, like, I get it out. And the horse decided to be temperamental because she was kind of bitchy in ways. And she kicked me so hard. Knocked the wind out of me. I flew so hard. I was kind of, like, out for a minute and then came to. I'm like, whoa, what just happened? People were running up like, are you okay? I'm like, I didn't know you couldn't stand there. Learn my lesson. Yeah, don't stand behind a horse.
Yeah, don't do that.
I didn't know. I think I was like 16 or 17 at the time, and I was like my first time. But then I got used to her horse was temperamental, just like she was.
Yeah.
How funny is that? like owner. Like,
what about you, Kills? You like horses?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah?
I've never really ridden them, but my mom is like obsessed. And my dad's girlfriend is actually a dressage trainer.
Really?
Oh, cool.
So she trains horses to do dressage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Kels, who's in the studio, and she's a musician. And we're going to play some of your music in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. So you grew up in Australia, and then how did you end up here? Did your dad move back here, or what happened?
Yeah, my dad moved back here, but that wasn't really why I moved. I came here for a dance tour.
Uh-huh.
And I was just, like, seeing, you know, the industry, and I uh-huh. went home for 3 weeks, and I packed my bags, and I said to my mom, I'm leaving.
Yeah, yeah. I love LA, right?
Yeah, and I don't even know, like, I think about it now. It was, like, 3 years ago,
uh-huh.
and I think about it now, and I'm like, how did I do it? Like,
wow.
I don't know how
and
I
you
did
moved
it.
All by yourself, huh?
Yeah, all by myself.
Wow, did you have any family here?
Yeah, well, my dad's, like, my grandparents and my auntie and uncle and stuff
right.
are here, so I lived with my auntie for a while, and then I just kind of, I was in the dance industry like,
mm-hmm.
predominantly when I first moved here. And so I moved in with some dancers and, you know, just it went from there. I was kind of on my own then, yeah.
So you started dancing early on in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. What kind of dancing do you like?
I mean, I'm trained in everything, but, you know, being a musician and combining it, you know, hip hop is kind of my thing.
That's what
And like, I was actually an acrobat when I was
younger. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
And tap is my all-time favorite.
I love
dance.
Tap, yeah.
But it's so old school, like, you know, people don't really appreciate it.
Yeah, they don't do much of that anymore.
No.
Yeah. Especially younger people, you know.
You know what, though?
Like,
I have to say a lot of, like, burlesque, like, dance is coming out with some more tap burlesque mix. Like, it's kind of coming back. And I think because, like, the 20s notion is kind of so in right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, with, like, the Boardwalk Empire and I don't know the styles even. Like, that is kind of the whole Broadway, or what do you call it? The reviews of, like, tap and jazz and burlesque are really coming back in. So.
Wow.
I agree. Yeah. And, like, I want to incorporate that eventually into my music. Like,
that's awesome.
Maya did it. Do you remember sing Maya? She did it. And I was like, I'm going to do
I
that.
Loved her.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I mean, if you're talented in dancing and stuff, you know, then I can see that. So when you moved here, did you find anything? I mean, was it easy for you to find
gigs? I was literally, I was training like eight hours a day. And then I toured Disney. I choreographed and danced for Christina Milian, Kids' Choice Awards, Big
really?
Time Rush. Yeah, I was, I mean, I still am a working dancer, but it's kind of not my goal to be a backup dancer. I want
to so much work because I used to dance for Britney, so I know
really?
Way back
I
in the day
but I
know what you mean. Like, it's like you are training so much and like you have to dedicate literally your entire life to dancing and you have no time for anything else. So if you're doing a career yourself, it's like you need to focus on
it's
that.
It's like
and
a sport or something, huh?
Literally,
you have to practice all
and
the
time. It's such a competitive industry
Mm-hmm.
and you know you learn a lot about yourself. I learned a lot about myself in that in that industry. And I love to dance, but I kind of came to realize that it's not predominantly what I want to do.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's such a big part of your life. And then you realize you have another passion.
Well, I've always had a passion for singing and music. You know, I grew up playing instruments and everything. I just didn't realize that it was... And what's funny is I'm not really a shy person. But singing was the part where I was the shyest. Acting and dancing, I was like, and like playing instruments
totally
came so easy. Yep. And singing was like the part that I was kind of most shy doing. And now it's my main focus. So it's like, it's weird.
Yeah, when you're confident about it, then you're not shy about it. You know, it's just that, and I think it takes practice, like you said, you know, as it is with everything, you know. So, did you start looking for singing gigs and things like that?
I actually, it's funny because I was, you know, I'd always sung and everything, but I started to do a, like a girl group. Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't, wasn't really my thing. I kind of wanted to branch out from that. So, this year has just been getting my solo stuff all together. And it's just, it's, I'm more of that kind of person that kind of I like to stand on my own,
Oh, so you didn't want a group, not because it was a girl group, but because it was a group.
Yeah, just because I, like, as an artist, you know, people can, their artistry can mesh with others, or it kind of doesn't.
Right.
And creative differences kind of led me into just wanting to do it on my own.
Right, because you have your own vision of what you want to do.
Definitely. And it's like, I don't want to, you know, I'm pretty stubborn, so I like to... you know, keep to what I feel passionate about.
Right.
And if doing that on my own was the way to do that.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. So you had to find musicians, right, to record songs and stuff. How did you go about that?
You know, I look at it now and I'm like, it's each step gets you closer to even something bigger. And like I started working with, you know, small producers, just like friends of mine, dancer friends of mine that wanted to like work on music, you know, we would just do some stuff together and then I'd start doing shows and then I'd meet another producer and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it would go on like that. And I was actually in a meeting for a, this guy wanted to build another girl group around me. I didn't want to do that, but I said, okay, I'll go to the meeting, you know, and I'll just see what it's like. Anyway, I still left knowing I didn't want to do it. The group actually already had a deal and everything. But it just wasn't, like I said, it's not where my heart's at.
Right.
And the producers that were on the project called me up and said, we'd love to work with you on your own. So and they're the biggest producers I've worked with. And they're awesome. Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Now, do you write your own songs as well? I would imagine you would. You like to do it.
Well, I play piano and I write music. A lot of like my, the songs that I write myself are normally more ballads. And yeah, but the faster songs, to be honest, faster songs are a little bit difficult for me to write. I always steer into like the theatrical, like depressing side. but you know, I love to write. I would love to write for people as well.
Really? Wow. Do you sing other people's music too? Do other people write for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Wonderful. So you can get like a big variety of
I like to have other people write for me and collab and write myself. Like you only get better that way. Like you can't get better just sitting there in your own head forever. Like
that's
you have
true.
To collaborate with people to kind of learn techniques and stuff.
Right. I think otherwise too, like people start sounding the same.
Right.
Like you know how certain bands just sound the exact same all the time. And my really good friend, you know, and roommate slot, you know, he actually has been a musician for years and I love their band. It was awesome. But they sounded a lot of the same. It was like very rock meets reggae, like hard to explain. And now that he's branched out and writing with all different people, they wrote a song that won the Hungarian Idol. They did, they have songs like everywhere now. It's it's crazy and it's awesome. And I'm seeing a whole new twist to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
They bring in their style. And
you know, if you want to like become the best, you have to learn from people who are the best. You
that's
know?
True. Yeah. So absolutely.
That's just what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Are you performing around the area right now?
Yeah, I am actually performing on the 13th of January. It's at a big agent's birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Last year it was at the W. I'm not sure if it's at the W this year or not, but Yeah, January 13th that will be. So if you want to see it, just check my website.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. The website is kels-music.com. Mm-hmm. That's K-E-L-S-music.com. You can check out more stuff here. Now let's get into some of your music. Mm-hmm. You brought a CD with you. So I see there's quite a few songs here. You want to play the first couple. Why don't you introduce the first song, Ghost Town, right?
Okay, so Ghost Town is not released yet. It's actually being released on iTunes on the 12th of the 12th.
So we're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, this was written and produced by The Movement, who have done
awesome.
Justin Bieber, yeah. Jesse McCartney.
Really?
Yeah. It's huge. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love your pick on your website. That is so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, and the lipstick lips on the thing, and I can see why. I mean, you've got such full lips, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. You know. I mean, some women get surgeries to get these kind of lips, you know.
Yeah, I was like 14, and people started thinking that I had lip injections.
Like collagen and stuff.
I would be like, just do this.
No, but that's the thing. It looks natural, you see.
Yeah.
People
well, it is natural.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. You know, because...
You should see, my brother has like... It's like, you think I have big lips or my mom has big lips? No, my brother is like... like Jay-Z.
Really?
Like,
that's funny. Okay, so we're going to play Ghost Town, which is going to be released, I guess, next week, right? 12-12.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And actually, exactly a week from today. So let's take a listen. Kels and Ghost Town.
This is not a love song. Yo, it's a real song. Yo, this is not a love song. Yo, it's a real song. This is not a love song. It's a real song. Real talk.
No, this ain't about you and me. It's more of what I wanted it to be. Spirit of love was never my reality. It's just my mind playing tricks on me. Cause what I wanted you could never be. So how can I be lost in love when what we had that I hold together, and it's just so sad that I'm trying to resurrect something that's just make believe. But that's the way it goes when you don't let go of what you feel and what is real. I'm caught up in a place where love is R.I.P.
Ghost Town, Kels.
That's
I love
awesome.
This song, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I was saying to her off air that it reminds me very much of like the Fugees, like Lauryn Hill style a little bit. Yeah.
Well, that was like, that's like my most urban kind of song. Like, I love theatrical and stuff like that. But that song turned out really like kind of like
Yeah. I dig it.
I'm dancing right now. Nobody can see me.
It's got great beat to it.
It really does. Yeah, I really like it.
And I like the arrangement and everything. Mm-hmm, you know, it sounds... It's a good production. Now, the are those like studio musicians or are those the people that play with you when you perform?
Oh, no, studio. Band. Studio producers, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a band. I play, you know, I play piano myself, guitarist sometimes. Right. And dances.
I see. Okay, so you can't really sing a song like this, though, right?
Yeah, I play it acoustically.
Oh, you play it acoustically. Yep. How cool, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So, I mean, have you considered having a backup band?
I mean, yeah, eventually.
Because then you can sing it, you know, the way...
Definitely, yeah.
The way it is on the album.
Eventually, like, when I start touring and stuff, that's just a given. But right, right now, where I'm when I'm just, like, kind of, you know, running around on my own, it's harder to have a whole band. And because right, I'm a pop artist, I'm not like a... I don't need it. Right. I can use tracks right, and stuff, you know, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So you can do yeah, that. And sometimes you have a guitar player with
yeah,
you. And,
yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So before we go on, tell people... You said... okay, so this is getting released now. When is your performance, did you say? In
the 13th
January?
Of January.
Yeah, but we
the
can't...
13th.
The normal public can't go to it because it's an agent's party, right?
Really? No, it's not. But there will be a full video of the performance and everything. Mm. So you can check it online probably about the 15th.
Oh, okay. That'll yeah, be nice. Awesome. Cool. So this is not for the public,
No.
It's wow, a private agent, party.
It's an agent's party. No yeah, way.
Wow. Okay.
You know, public can't come.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least it's the important people that are
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll be performing again around town in the new year, but right now I'm just getting ready for this performance.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Now, when did you write this song, Ghost Town?
I didn't write it.
Oh, you didn't write that one?
I didn't write that one. My producers wrote that one. They wrote it, you know, to fit me. They mm-hmm, wrote it for me.
Yeah.
I'm really into, like, dark fairy tales and, like, Tim Burton's, like, my idol.
Me too. I love that. Me too.
So he's, awesome. So their whole, like, direction lyrically was just kind of targeting that, awesome, you know, weirdness in me.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. So it was good.
It's very, it looks like it's made for you, this song.
Yeah, definitely.
Know? It really is. You know, I mean, you've got the range of your voice and everything. Amazing. Now, so, I mean, what are the plans as far as what do you want to do musically? Where do you see yourself going?
I mean, everybody says they want to be at the top. So, you know, that's what I want.
Be.
Yeah. But, I mean, this coming month, I am shooting two more music videos. I already have one. I don't know if you saw it, called The Revolution. And I really just want to keep putting my art out there. Like, right, I don't really have a 5-10 year plan, nothing right, like that. I'm the more of the kind of person that, you know, I want to do it now and I'm going to do it now.
Yes, that's me. What's your birthday?
1st of August.
Okay. Leo.
Awesome. Leo, yeah. But yeah, I don't really think about that. I just kind of, this is what I love to do. It's what I want to do. And I'm not going to have anything or anyone validate whether I should do it or not.
That's
you know?
True, yeah.
So I'm just going to keep putting my art out there and, you know, hope that people, you know, connect with it. And
right. What about your family? Are they supporting you and everything?
I mean, yeah, my mom and my dad are my best friends. My brother is my biggest inspiration. He was born with brain damage, with a mental disability. And he's the best person in the world that I will ever know. And he's like my inspiration. Like having them away from me makes me go, get your ass into gear, Kels. Like, you know, like it's almost better that they're away from me because it makes me more motivated.
Right. That's
but, true. You know, they're my biggest, my best friends in the world.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that helps a lot, you know, because many times parents will say, just go get a real job and do this, you know, and you don't really pursue your passion. Mm-hmm. So this
is
cool.
My
very
parents
fortunate.
Are like, my dad's like a hippie, like, and my mom is like a motivational speaker. So they're very into like, and they're both musicians. So
okay. So they
totally
understand.
Supportive.
They
and then my boyfriend is a writer, and his family is very supportive of me as well. So I've got like I've got a small net of people, but I wouldn't want it any other way because they're a good quality net of people, you know.
Yeah. Now, do you tour? Do you go outside LA as well?
I have, but right now I'm just focusing on
LA. What's the point in going anywhere else?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I want to go home. I'm going home in February to Australia to perform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do a few things over there.
Have you performed musically there in Australia?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Yeah.
Yep, many times. It's like, but it's a different scene over there. the kind of artist that I am isn't the dance music is very big in Australia, and that's not really the kind of artist that I am. I'm more of like a, you know, I'm pop, but I've got like that, you know, it's just a bit weird, and I don't know if Australia is the first place I kind of want to get it out there. I kind of want LA, you know, America, to be the platform for the rest
good.
Of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants to make it here. It's a huge market.
I know.
And no, but I mean, you know, if you're good, you know the right people and a little bit of luck, I think you can make it.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
So let's get play another song. This one's The Revolution. And what's the story behind that one?
Well, this is also by the movement. Jesse McCartney actually co-wrote it.
Awesome. Yeah. You've got some great people already.
Like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And then, so the song is about basically being a rebel and doing what you love, even if people don't, you know, agree with it. It's about kind of breaking conformity. And
sounds like your vision.
It definitely is. but this is the song that I have a music video to. So if you, all you people out there, check it out.
Sounds good. Okay, The Revolution and by Kells. Let's take a listen here. Nice song, you know. I mean, I really like your style. There's a lot of dance to it, and you do all the background vocals too, right?
Yeah. Yep. Wow. But it's funny because the songs that I like, my ballads, the songs that I play on piano, are definitely like another side of me.
Really?
That, yeah.
Do you have any of those on the disc here at all?
No. I don't.
So these are all like more pop songs
and
stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
they're the ones that are going to sell the most and be on the most poppy for radio, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and if you can mix all the things you love together, then why not?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm actually, one of the videos I'm shooting is to a song that I wrote called Porcelain. I don't know if you guys know who Infected Mushroom are, but they're like a in the electronic.
I love electronica, so I can't.
It's really like dubstep electronic type of vibe. And it's a ballad that I wrote, but Infected Mushroom is going to be producing it to make it kind of like a dark dubstep type.
Really?
It's going to be really cool. And I just did another song with them actually, It was a remake of a song from the 80s called In a Manner of Speaking. Mm-hmm. And they hit me up and asked me to do it. And I, like, absolutely love their stuff. So they're kind of dumbing it down for me. And I'm kind of something a bit more darker for me. Right. I mean, yeah.
That's awesome. Wait, so do you have a really good manager? Is that how you're connecting to everyone? Or you just, how did you...
Pleased to meet you. I have an amazing... I'm signed with Brillstein Entertainment Partners for acting, which are incredible. But yeah, it's just me. I got some PR people and...
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
but, Kels.
Yeah. I mean, but she's doing what she's supposed to do. And that is, you know, go after it yourself. You know, don't... expect other people to do it because nobody wants it as badly as you.
Trust me, that I've learned myself throughout the years of everything that I've ever done is all on my own, which is great. But it's just, but I got lucky because I knew people right away. Right. So it's like if you don't know people right away, I'm just curious, like if you did or if, you know, just how it. Otherwise, it's really hard.
The dance industry connected me with a lot of people. Like, being a dancer, like you can just be in class and meet. You know, I met Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
She sat next to me while I was in class and watching me the entire time I was dancing in class, you know. So you meet people like through the dance industry.
That Millennium. Kind of
platform. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was actually sitting down, like being lazy. And then she walked in and she needed a seat. So I had to get up for her.
Yeah.
And dance. So I just learned it like that. And she was like, she came up to me after and was like, wow, I'm really impressed by how quickly you learned that. And I was like, oh my God. But yeah, like I think dance industry definitely was a platform for me to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Producers, you know, musicians. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, I'm quite close with a few people that, you know, are just there for me when I need them.
So. Yeah. Right. For you, it was like that too, right? Through your dancing and stuff?
I started in dance and I just kind of got lucky. It's the same thing. But how I started in dance, I mean, because I was always in dance and performed in like little things everywhere. But I went to New York City and there was a huge casting call for MTV. And I mean, there was like thousands of people in line and I was the very last one in line. And my parents were there, and my sister was on Team USA at the time, so she was there, like, sharpening her skates and doing their thing. And they were mad that they had to wait for me. And it was, like, 8 o'clock. I mean, I think I signed up at, like, 7 in the morning or something. It wasn't until, like, 8 o'clock at night that I got seen. It was the very last person, and my mother was like, I can't believe you're doing this. You're not going to get chosen, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to do it anyway. And sure enough, you know, I got called, and I'm the one who got it. And I got to dance from the Britney All Grown Up Tour, which was awesome.
Shut up.
But,
Britney.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so like from there I just kind of like stemmed off, but it was just grueling hours, and I knew I wanted to go into acting and everything, so it was just kind of hard. But I took the dance to North Carolina. I helped choreograph a movie there, a John Travolta film, and then I met the Dawson's Creek people and then kind of moved in with that. So that's kind of how it kind of panned out for me. It was so thank you, dance.
One person you can meet. And then it's from there. You know, baby steps, but that one person might get you to the next and the next and the next.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how I found kind of like my whole life to be. And it's funny because I've always wondered like, I don't know if anyone else was like that or what.
Definitely.
But yeah.
I love to dance. Like it makes me feel very free. Mm. But, and being in the dance industry, like I loved it. But it made 100% made me find who I am.
Mm.
And which I'm sure... every dancer could tell you.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Okay, well, we are out of time. Everybody check out kels-music.com. And
Twitter, at kelsinyourface.
I love kelsinyourface. I tweeted, so you'll have to tweet me back.
Okay.
Right. And your music is available on iTunes?
12/12/12 it
okay.
will be.
Yeah.
I like how you picked that date.
Yeah.
So you're going to put up like a whole album on there? Or?
No, we're just doing single by single.
Singles?
Right now. Yep. And then in January there's going to be a couple more cool videos. My video is dope right now, so you got to check it out. And then the next ones are going to be even sicker. So.
Awesome.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
a lot of fun, great music. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
A lot of success. You're definitely in the right town to do it.
Yes.
You know, so. All right.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And thank you, Brigetta. Have a great one. Thanks, Eric from Cavalia.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you all tomorrow. Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.